bounce pass,
sports,
pass, kick, pass,
ball,
dunk it,
what,
funk it,
sure,
serve it,
here,
work it,
sir,
jocular.
Wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Jocular.
My name is ER Fightmaster, they, them.
My name is Tien Tran, she, her.
Katie Kershaw, she, her.
Today on the show, we're going to talk about March Madness, the games this weekend, the season as a whole, how we experienced it, where we watched it, how we're feeling during, post, everything, a feelings debrief. So let's talk about it. Like, where did you all watch March Madness final?
The final game?
Yeah.
Seeing as that was Sunday at noon in LA, I watched it at home.
Lovely.
Our friend Charlie, who I feel like I've name checked 1,000 times, but he's the best, came over and we ordered bagels and watched the game. It was just like a very nice, like, quaint Sunday morning. I mean, by quaint, I mean, we were stressed and pacing at moments.
Of course, of course.
I love
but
that.
But it was just like a very chill morning.
That sounds lovely.
Tien, what about you? Where
two,
were you?
Two friends of ours invited us over to a brunch and ball watch party.
Love it.
Good name, good name.
Really good name, where they made a beautiful brunch and we all watched the game, and it was, you know, it was amazing. It was, we were just all stressed out and watching and freaking out and screaming.
So fun.
And they were wonderful hosts, and our friends were there too. And it was great. It was a great three sets of wives. You know, that's how my, that's my dream.
That is,
that's my dream watch party. Where'd you go?
Six wives.
Six wives.
Six wives.
Six wives.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I watched a game in Cleveland.
Hell yes.
Yeah, I watched it. And thanks to an invite from our friend Susie Pio, I went and watched it in the ESPN suite. And I was with some of our friends from Together and
Woo-hoo!
Some of our friends from ESPN.
Woo!
W, and it was so freaking cool. The arena was completely sold out.
Insane.
It was the loudest sports event I've ever been to. I think it was wild because it felt like it was mostly an Iowa crowd.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
It felt like it was mostly an Iowa crowd, but I think now in retrospect, I'm realizing that it was just that that University of South Carolina was so calm. Like, even the fans were calm.
They knew.
So, like, when Iowa started so hot, and you're hearing, like, what, you know, feels like 70% of the crowd is going ape shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the end of it, you just started to hear how many South Carolina fans there were. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, they were just kind of sitting there patiently waiting for their girls to do the job.
Insane.
And did they? And they did the job.
And they did the job.
And did you pick them to do the job in your brackets? We had our first official Jocular bracket, although we've had others that we have.
Yo, let's just say I think it was last year, Tien blew literally like most of the nation out of the water with
Truly.
Her bracket.
And I ranked nationally 25th.
And
that's insane!
Which is, okay, so thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, I say all that to say, and this year I beat her. I was number one. And so, and I want to stay humble about it. I don't want the audience to treat me differently. I don't want you guys to treat me differently. I beat Tien and Katie in a way that is just like so.
I'd beat the producers.
And, you know, I want to be a good sport, so we don't have to talk about it forever. But
so in that,
I was first place.
They were first.
They were first.
I think I was
second.
I was not even third.
I think you're fourth.
I ranked nationally around 1,600,000.
Me too. Yeah, that felt really good.
Felt good.
It felt good.
Felt really good.
Let's move on. I don't want to tear the group apart.
That's not tearing.
No, that's okay. We should officially, because
tear the group apart.
We can put our egos aside. Congratulate you.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations, fight.
That means a lot.
Hey,
I know it's easy to congratulate me because how humble I'm being.
I mean, I'm screaming inside.
Tien, I have to admit that last year when you were like 25th in the nation, I wanted to jump off something high.
See, I felt like it was easier
because I was
like,
thank you.
I was like, this must be some sort of mistake. some sort of fluke. So
I'm glad the truth is coming out now, because last year you both were like, this is amazing. I'm so proud of you.
No, I was proud of you.
I was proud of you, and I still am proud of you.
That doesn't mean I wasn't jealous.
That doesn't mean it's healthy to admit that I'm screaming inside.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's how friendships stay intact. We can be honest.
I think that's good.
We can be honest. When I found out there in real time that I won, I screamed, ha, 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 I won out loud in the streets. So, like, I'm telling you, like, right now I'm practicing humility, but really I'm feeling superior in every way.
I stopped checking our brackets once I realized how bad mine was for that one. I was just like, I'm going to stop.
I hear that. Well, we'll be back with more March Madness talk after the break.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
I'm Lauren Lapkus.
I'm Scott Aukerman, and together we make up the show
Freedom!
Freedom is a show where the three of us, who are comedians and also friends, we all just hang out, we tell stories about each other,
and ourselves, usually.
We're constantly telling stories about each other.
You got it, Paul did.
And we play games, and we laugh a lot. It's just that simple. It's a really easy podcast.
This is a pretty good representation of the show.
It's actually exactly what it is, plus singing.
So listen to it now. The new season's out. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Just go outside and scream freedom!
Just like we do.
Freedom! Freedom!
The championship game was beautiful. I was lucky enough to go and be there in real life. And I kind of, like, consistently was holding down tears.
That's exactly right.
It was 100%.
The arena was completely sold out. And it was like, it was from the start to the finish, the loudest crowd I've ever been a part of.
Wow.
And it just felt so, it was just so magical. Like, I've just never experienced anything like that for women's sports in my entire life.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. And it was a good game.
It was an incredible game.
Insane. Start to finish. And after it was over, because I went in being like, you know what? I do want Iowa to win. I want Kaylin to have that. Like, I think the whole team deserves it. It's been an amazing year for that team. And then as soon as South Carolina won, I was so happy. And I was like, I was going to be happy no matter what.
Yep.
I was happy. There was no, like, loser in that game. Like, you know, of course, if I had been, like, a big Iowa fan or a big South Carolina fan, yeah, duh. But for me, it was just so fucking exciting. I was heartbroken. Kaylin looked so sad. And also just her other teammates that may not be in the draft. And they just played their last game. That's
the crowd was overwhelmingly Iowa. It was crazy. Like, really? That first quarter when Iowa was really kind of putting down shots.
And she made 18.
You could hear that the crowd was really like, it felt like a 70-30 split.
Ooh.
Wow.
Like, it was so intense. And when I was flying into Cleveland, everybody that was on my plane and everybody that I saw at the airport was in Iowa gear. I didn't see any any South Carolina people.
South Carolina was unstoppable.
They were undefeated. Like, they went an entire season undefeated.
A perfect season.
With a championship. And honestly, they did look kind of unbeatable.
Well, I think, like, watching them in person, the vibe that I got was when they were down, they have an energy that is the only team we have to beat is ourselves. Mm-hmm. And you can feel it from dawn in this really kind of like meditative way. And so that first quarter when Iowa was kind of pulling ahead, Dawn was still seated. And it prevented, I think, the South Carolina fans from getting nervous. And you could feel that it prevented the players from getting nervous. And I remember they had like some substitution where like a player went out and like slapped somebody on the back and was like, we got this. Like, and you could see it on the Jumbotron that she had said this. And I was like, wow, like, I don't know that I would have had that kind of calm in me to be down however many points against the greatest shooter of all time and just say, we got this.
I've seen interviews of Coach John Staley being asked that question of like, you know, your players, when we ask them, how do they like keep that belief? Like, how do they stay calm? And a lot of your players say it's because we look to Coach John Staley and she's so poised.
Yep.
She's so poised.
Like, if she's poised, then we got to trust that too. And we have to trust ourselves and everything that we prepare for. And then Dawn goes, is that what they say? I'm not poised. And I'm like, that's crazy. She's the best.
She's so, by the end of her speech after they won, I was like, am I a born again Christian? The way she was like praising God, the God she serves is a trans inclusive God that I will also serve.
100%. I love her spirituality because I love the rest of her views. And so it just informs me on like who this special person is. And I have to say that, you know, in the press conference that she gave, it was either the day before or the day of, or they asked her about trans inclusivity in sports. And she said, I think trans women are women. I think they should be able to play. I started rooting for South Carolina. You know, I was rooting for the big Iowa story. I really wanted kind of that like big sports story for Caitlin Clark. And the minute that Dawn said that, I was like, oh, this is, for me, this is bigger.
I know.
Yeah. And Bluter refused to answer that question.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Woof. Okay. Didn't know that.
We may want to fact check me on that, but I'm pretty sure she just skirted around the entire issue in question. No, there's something so special about every South Carolina team because you can tell that Dawn makes that team so special. But their bench, the way they rotate in and out was so gorgeous. Cardozo had a smile. She always does. Has a smile on her face the entire game. And I'm like, what's going on?
And also, I'm sorry, but the bench points was 32-0.
36.
When it's all said and done, 36-0?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I think it was 36.
What South Carolina had that Iowa didn't have, outside of poise, was they had two starting lineups.
100%. Exactly. I think that is the difference. Like, that is the absolute difference. Iowa, towards the end there, you could see that, like, the tournament was starting to wear on them, even just from, like, a physical. Like, you can't play a full game.
Yeah.
You can't play a full game of tournaments against a team that can be like, you know what? Like, Tahina Pau Pau, why don't you sit for, like, a couple minutes while, like, Malaysia Full Wiley goes in?
Yeah.
It's like you don't get a break as a team playing against South Carolina. There is
no
break. There's no quiet moment when the bench starts, like when the substitutes start to go in, because you're right, there are two starting lineups. And speaking of starting lineups, like one of the best players from that tournament or from that game was freshman Tessa Johnson.
Oh my God, incredible. Amazing.
Who just like shot lights out, and like, it's going to be so exciting to get to see her play the next 3 years because she's already that badass in a final of that magnitude that's billed as like, you know, an undefeated team against the best like college women's basketball player, and she's out there like shooting threes effortlessly. Everyone else is fucked.
But that's that's a thing that I wish we paid. I actually think that women's sports have been better about this in general, but and it just so happens that it wasn't the case this year. But The thing where we focus on one player instead of the whole team, that can only get you so far.
Yeah.
Like it is the teams where everybody's A or everyone's B+. You don't even have to have a bunch of A+ players, but everybody's A, everyone's B+. That team's going to win against a team that has one A+ player and then a bunch of B players. Like, and not that Iowa was bad, but they didn't show up in the same way. Mm-mm. And I don't know. I think that that's kind of what happens when you like put all of that pressure on one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where South Carolina's not doing that.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, well, it's also just purely size. Like the number of bigs on South Carolina, the size, there comes to a point where like everything is so good. Everyone's so good.
Yeah.
That those few extra inches are really going to make a huge difference.
I mean, I saw Cardoza just like rebounding and barely jumping. Just like didn't have to jump. Just had to be like
6'7".
I know.
But Stolke was the one that was like.
She blocked her.
First of all, Stolke blocked her. Stolke's the I think the tallest one on Iowa.
Yes. Yeah.
And.
No,
she looks small compared to Cardoza. So it was just, and it didn't even feel like a fair matchup. Yeah.
Circle back just to really quick about like you saying like focusing on one star player. I think that was something that South Carolina and Coach Dawn Staley really emphasized in a lot of their other like pre and post game things. Was that they were like, we're a team that like everyone's doing well. No one has any ego about who's stepping up or who's doing the best. Like, if you have a bad game, but you, then someone else is going to take care of you in the next. Like, they had this very much like team mentality that, like, you know, what is it, like, rising waters lift all boats? Is that that phrase?
Rising tides.
Rising tides. Yeah. Like they were all like...
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
I think
nothing
it's...
Nothing burger.
Well, she...
Bloody Mary. But, like, that, I think that's such a cool mentality when you have, like, a team of stars and everyone is treated equally and that they all have an important place on that team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Don Staley is quoted as saying, if you want to score all the points, if you want to be the number one scorer, don't come to South Carolina. But if you want to win a championship, come to South Carolina.
Ooh.
I know. And like friends of mine that I work with that don't normally watch women's basketball or sports in general, because I have just seen people who are like, well, I don't watch anything, but these stories are captivating, so I want to watch. We'll be like, okay, so I know about Caitlin Clark, I know about Paige Beckers, like I've heard Juju, like, but what's South Carolina's thing? And not saying they don't have stars, they have many, many, they're all stars.
They're all stars.
But I was like, you know, the story with South Carolina is Coach Dawn Staley. Like, I tune in to watch her coach at those plays to see how she works, to see, I'm watching for, it's like Pat Summitt, I'm watching for her the entire time. And her outfits.
Oh, she looked so good.
She looked so good.
Winning a national championship in Gucci.
Are you kidding me? She's so small. She's like 5'6".
She's little. She walked right past me, and I was like, oh, I didn't know you were adorable.
Here's something that everyone is afraid to say. Coach Dawn Staley, adorable.
Dude, let's be fucking honest about it.
And it's
She's
the most
adorable.
Powerful thing ever.
My God, I would go to war for her. I would go to fucking war for her.
And we are. Starting today.
Now.
Today.
Dawn Staley drafted us.
The season was just unbelievable.
I know.
It was just awesome. Yeah, awesome.
Another storyline that I really loved from this was Raven Johnson.
Oh my gosh, her revenge tour?
Her revenge tour.
Stop.
Because in the last March Madness tournament when they got knocked out of the Final Four by Iowa, there is a play where she was open for a three and Caitlin Clark was guarding her. And instead of getting up in her face and getting her hand up, Caitlin waved her off.
It's
kind of
brutal.
Like a dismissive, like, you can't shoot the three.
It was fucking disrespectful.
She was right.
Yep.
At the time, she was right.
But it was so brutal.
It was so brutal. It was such a like. Okay, we're playing basketball now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She waved her off, and so Raven has said that she really took that to heart, and like she felt that she wasn't there for her team, and so she like spent the off season shooting threes and like.
Damn.
She was thinking
it paid
threes.
Off.
It paid off, and she also played insane defense against Caitlin Clark too. I mean, granted. Caitlin ended up with 30 points, but she also like stripped the ball from her and like went in for a layup and like had some like, you know, difference making plays on defense. And at the end, when asked like, so what are you saying about your revenge tour now? And Raven goes, revenge tour is over.
Damn.
It is complete. I mean, when it comes to guarding Caitlin, we can't all be, oh my gosh, what's her name? Nika?
Nika Mule.
Yeah, we can't all be Nika Mule.
We cannot like. Secretary of Defense. I mean, my God, she just did it.
That was my favorite defense I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh. And her, she's also like, what, 6'8"?
No,
I think I don't think she's that tall.
Okay, well, in my heart, she's 6'9".
No, she's not.
I think
she's 6'10", actually.
I'm just going to check in with you guys.
I want to say she's like 5'10".
I'm going to say like 6 foot.
Some people would like to say that she's actually 7 feet. I'm going to find out right now.
Yeah, I think it's important because I can kind of feel it tearing us apart.
I feel like it's...
Oh my gosh, I'm looking right now. You guys are not going to believe this.
Yeah, I know you haven't typed
I know, yet. Yeah, you didn't.
You haven't typed.
It barely registered your face ID.
Tall.
Haley, please intervene. What the fuck is this?
What is this?
8 feet tall. She's 8 feet tall.
Haley.
The internet says 5'10". But,
That's what I said.
Damn, good job, Tia.
Thank you.
Here's what I'll say. As somebody who is also...
12 feet tall.
Well, I am 12 feet tall, spiritually. I have what some people call as, like, I have tall energy.
No, no one said that.
No, no, everyone assumes no I'm taller than I am.
No one has ever fucking said that to you.
I have tall energy.
I've been friends with you for a decade. Never.
I'm going to plead the fifth on this.
Has anyone said this?
No. I'm going to plead the fifth on this.
You're going to play the 5 foot on this. Like, that's, you, no.
Okay, who's taller, me or my girlfriend?
You're both small.
Yeah. I feel like this is a trick question. I feel like she's taller than you, but that I would say...
Yeah, everyone says I'm taller and she's taller.
I don't think
because
so.
Because I have tall but I energy.
But audience, I didn't say that.
But I have tall energy and some people just like...
Bro, what are you talking about?
This is a full-ass dissertation that God. I can't remember. I got...
Like, hey, as a tall, like, I'm telling you.
We're letting her identify.
Bro, so. I'm not going to... I don't believe in that. People can't just identify as anything.
As somebody who...
You heard it queer first. The last thing that I want to talk about just briefly is the amount of class that Dawn Staley has is just, I can't believe it. Like, to be giving a speech at the very end of you've won this incredible season, you've won all these games, you've coached this incredible team after losing all of your starters from last year, like, just an incredible, incredible year, to pause and say, I need a little bit of extra time to say thank you to Caitlin Clark for everything she's done for the game.
Yeah.
She's going to be great in the league. She's going to lift the league to new heights. That is fucking class. And when we talked about Kim Mulkey, you know, I don't remember if it was last episode or the episode before, but when we were talking about Kim Mulkey, that's a little bit, I think, of the thing that we're really missing with Kim. It's like Dawn Staley is speaking up for her players, and she's speaking up for those other kids.
Yeah.
And I think she's remembering her responsibility as the spiritual adult in the room.
Well, yes.
Did you see Angel Reese, like, tweeted about Coach Staley as well, and just being like, I'm so happy to see you there, and you've always checked in on me as this powerful Black woman, and you've always checked in on me and treated me like I was your own. That's insane.
This is not a Dawn Staley fan club. And that's...
We're actually no longer Jocular.
Yeah, actually.
I think we're changing the name of our podcast to Dawn
Staley Fan Club.
.com.
It's Dawn Staley Fan Club.
Dawn Staley Fan Club.
We're about to get Dawn Staley Fan Club.
I don't know about y'all, but at the end, of all the, like, montages and all of the speeches and the trophies getting handed out, I felt sad. I felt straight up sad. I felt depressed that the season was over. But we can see these amazing senior stars.
Oh my God.
In the WNBA.
It's so exciting. So many people declared for the draft.
We got Caitlin Clark. We got Cameron Brink. We have Camila Cardoso.
Angel Reese announced her declaration in Vogue, which was my badass shit.
Was insane. It was so cool.
Could you imagine?
What? Announcing? I can't imagine announcing anything.
I can't imagine announcing anything, but to get to announce it in Vogue.
Insane.
Wow. Insane.
What am I going to announce that I'm actually...
Also, that photographer... Yeah, we... Katie, we'll get you a Vogue spread that's like, I'm energetically tall.
Oh,
no, I have tall energy. It's not energetically tall.
If you keep lying to the audience.
Sorry. I got tall energy.
We want to hear from you. How tall do you think I am? And don't Google it. And honestly, I doubt it's on Google.
I think you are actually tall. So
I never said people think I'm tall.
I'm just saying.
Yes, I'm taller than I am.
Audience.
Just let
audience.
Us know.
I'm fucking mad now.
Let us
audience,
know.
Audience, please.
Okay, but back
mad.
To...
This sucks.
Sorry I brought it up.
Me too.
Sorry I wanted like a Vogue level, your version of Ellen's Time article of like... Hey, I came out. You being like, hey, I'm tall.
I'm 5'7".
Okay, so let's talk about which players are declaring. That we saw even in just the last game.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark is declaring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Camila Cardoso
is declaring.
Cameron Brink. Aaliyah Edwards.
Charisma Oz. Nika Mule.
Oh, so good.
JC Sheldon.
Okay, so if you had to draft one player for your team, who are you taking? And also, what's your team?
What's the name of it?
Yeah. Oh my God.
What's the name of my team?
If you had to make up your own WNBA team.
I would pick Camila Cardoso. And I would pick Camila because Camila's got the size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I actually do think Camila's going to have the easiest job kind of immediately getting into the league. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be an adjustment for some of these other players.
I think so, too.
Oh, I think so, too.
I think so, too.
I mean, in that Vogue article, Angel Reese, who I am drafting to the Kentucky Hawks Cats.
Nice.
She... What?
No, I liked it. We said nice.
Thank you.
I like that. Kentucky Hosscat.
Hosscat.
What's a Hosscat?
Hosscat is just like just a wild one. You acted like a Hosscat.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, I like that.
Okay.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
It's a good term.
I like it.
So those Hosscats, I'm going to be drafting. Angel, I immediately turned into a hillbilly. That I am. It's a positive term.
It is.
So I'm drafting Angel Reese. She's playing for the Hosscats. Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay. I would draft to the Pennsylvania treetops.
Okay.
Why not Pennsylvania
Keystones?
Penis veinsels.
Or I was
what
gonna say
penis
just
veinsels?
It's a penis vein.
Huh.
Or Dutch.
Huh. Yeah. The Pennsylvania.
Sure,
I'll go the Pennsylvania Chode Stoppers, and I will be drafting. I think I'm. After watching more of the games, I think I'm going to draft Aaliyah Edwards.
Oh, nice!
Yeah. Because I think she's an amazing big that adds a level of like dynamic movement. Like I watched her drive to the basket, and I'm like, what big is doing that right now?
I mean,
now?
She's so good, and she wears a cool mask.
If I'm naming my team now, I'm going to do the Cincinnati Slick.
Wow.
Slits?
Slick.
Slick? What's slick mean?
Wetness.
Nice.
Slit? Yeah.
Slick.
Slick.
Slit?
Slick. I can't say it enough.
Well, slit? The Pennsylvania Chode Stoppers can't wait to meet you.
No, I think y'all are going to have fun with us. We are slick.
Well, that was our March Madness recap and our WNBA preview. We're going to be back with Queer Madness and a new fun little March Madness superlatives game that we're going to do after the break. We're about to get a jump here.
March Madness for queers.
And we're back.
We're back. You sounded like you just came out of a pool.
We're back with
Queer Madness.
And as you, our loyal listeners, know, we have been placing, we have been basically talking about gay iconography, talking about things that are classically gay and iconically queer, and putting them up against each other in a March Madness style bracket. Mm-hmm. And we are finally down to our last two teams. It is short sleeve button ups versus Bettantino. I want to level with you guys. You guys, I asked y'all to vote.
Yeah.
And you guys picked short sleeve button ups.
You did. You voted. Thank you. And we asked for it.
I want to be honest with you. You're fucking wrong.
Wrong.
I love you guys. I love you. You're fucking
wrong. It's our podcast.
It's our podcast.
And
it's our podcast. And turns out, similar to America's election, voting doesn't fucking matter.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. We're the Electoral College, motherfuckers. I love you guys. Shorts and button-ups versus Bettantino.
I know.
Bettantino.
Bettantino's the only reason why we're all gay now.
Yes, are you kidding me?
Sorry, there, I said it.
You have a fucking, it's an interracial couple, it's a power dyke and a pain in the ass femme.
Yes.
Iconic.
It is a film producer and a museum curator.
Oh my God.
Okay, completely relatable job.
And you guys are going to talk about a shirt? You guys are going to fucking talk about a shirt?
Someone who is so soft and annoying, who then becomes a powerful film producer, and I'm like, I didn't know she was a bitch, and now she's absolutely
someone who cheated on their longtime partner and then redeemed herself.
We so forgave that they end, it,
and we forgave it.
And you're gonna fucking hope for a shirt?
A shirt?
Something that Mormon missionaries wear?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's who you support now.
What happened?
With a vote like that.
With a vote like
that. With a vote like that.
I should have known.
It seemed like you guys didn't read up on the issues. Like, it just kind of seems like you guys weren't informed. And I don't want to, like, discourage you from voting, but what the effing fuck?
Did you check a single voter guide?
Oh, my God.
Did you? Oh, my
God. What are the Democratic Socialists saying about it?
Not, did you not go to them.us? And check the voter guide.
Did you even think about the effect that this was going to have on future generations? Or did you only think about yourselves?
Just Whoa. A bunch of Bernie bros out here.
God damn.
I hope we didn't alienate any of you.
No.
I hope not.
Obviously,
I hope
we love you. We honestly love you.
Actually, we need you.
Yeah, we need you. We want
you. And we want you.
And we want you to tell your friends.
And maybe, maybe there's a world. Maybe I'm just going to say both could win. And I don't believe that.
You're absolutely right. Short sleeve button ups won the popular vote, but Bentina
won the electoral college.
Won the electoral college.
And I know, and that's what's fucked about this country. And don't tell me. Don't tell me.
You don't have to tell us.
You don't have to tell us.
If someone would like to Photoshop short sleeve button ups onto Bette and Tina.
Yes,
then,
please.
Then we'll take them both.
Then we'll take both.
Thank you for following along for Queer Madness.
Thank you so much. It was such a blast.
And we're gonna do it again next year.
We're obviously gonna do more of it. We might do the Olympics of gay. you know what I mean?
Yes. Like,
oh,
and let me tell you this. Like, you know, athletes play in the league and then they go to the Olympics, you might see short sleeve button ups again. For now, goodbye to
Queer Madness!
And on to
March Madness superlatives.
Okay, so superlatives. Most best dress, most likely to succeed.
Yes.
As for me, did we all get a class superlative?
I fucking didn't.
I was funny as senior.
Oh my gosh, I was a class clown.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
I didn't get anything. But... And you know what? I'm going to say it was racism.
I'll say that too.
I'll say it was racism from my high school. Yeah, I'm saying it here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that I was not as popular. It was racist.
And we're going to drop the name of that high school and I think
in the chat.
And I think it would be great if you kind of.
If you could actually tell them. I think you can go tell them.
Okay, so my first superlative.
Okay, yes, let's hear it.
Goes to a player from the beautiful Iowa team, Gabby Marshall. And I'm voting her most likely to have your back at the end of the night.
I love that.
Like, she is going to fight somebody. What? Did you all do different? Did I do the superlative show?
No, you're absolutely correct. It was so sweet.
No, but like, think about like, okay, U.S. Women's National Team Soccer. Correct me if I get Lindsey Horan.
Lindsey Horan.
Lindsey Horan is also that bitch.
Yes.
These are the two people that are going to hold your hair back, tell him that he's a disgusting piece of shit and you need to get away from her. Like, these are those girls. They're going to call the
Gorgeous.
Uber.
I love that.
They are going to get you out of that situation. They have your back.
I completely agree.
Okay, thank you.
I would never cross Gabby Marshall.
No, and congratulations to her for winning this superlative.
I know. Congratulations, Gabby Marshall. I know you didn't win the final, but I bet this will feel really good.
Yeah, honestly, bro.
I think it's actually better.
Congratulations, Gabby Marshall.
Okay.
All
from
right.
me, an adult woman.
Don't say it. Come on.
Okay,
I'll go. Okay, mine is... My superlative is most likely to make America sit and actually watch a halftime show... And that one goes out to Elle Duncan, Andrea Carter, Chinee Agumake, Carolyn Peck, and Aaliyah Boston.
Yes! Yes!
Can we talk about how good... Like, normally when halftime hits, I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom, I'm gonna go to a snack, I'm gonna walk around, maybe take a shower even.
Oh, okay.
As a homosexual myself, that was the hottest table of people I've ever seen.
So hot.
So funny, so smart, so like incredibly in like entertaining. They were such a good halftime show. I want them to be on TV all the time.
I truly felt like I was like energetically watching the Spice Girls, where I was like, once I was near them, I just couldn't believe it.
wanted to stay with them.
I wanted to be them. Around them, like a little moth to a bunch of hot flames.
I know.
Hot flames.
Also,
hot flames.
During halftime, are you going to take a shower at your friend's house?
No, no, no. This
it's
is
okay.
That's
if you
a mean. Sure, yeah.
Okay, actually, cool.
I was like, you know what? This guacamole got me dirty.
Yeah, that happens to a lot of us.
Okay.
Okay.
ER.
ER.
Most likely to lead the troops into battle, Nika Mule.
Oh my god.
100%.
We've been watching Nika all season, and mm-hmm. it was that last game against Caitlyn that I want to watch her all the time. Like I felt addicted to her defensive style. Yeah. It was mm-hmm. so fucking exciting.
There's something about that like tight, slicked back ponytail too.
You can't get in there.
It's just like
I can't talk about it. How old are they? I'm not going to talk about it.
Don't say anything.
Don't talk about it.
Don't say anything.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
From a group of adult women.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Katie.
Okay. I feel like I did this wrong. Most likely to ask you, when are you going to start taking your career seriously?
No, I think you
great.
Did this
that's
exactly
perfect.
Correct.
Tara Vandeveer.
Yes. Yeah. She's...
That woman is like... your aunt or maybe your advisor that's like, when are we going to get serious about this? When are we going to sit down and get serious about what you're doing with your life?
That's your AP English teacher.
Yes.
I felt that energy through the TV. Anytime they would like do a straight on shot of her, I felt like, oh my God, I gotta get my act together.
There was one, there's usually she's like pretty still, but there was like one shot of her like screaming right behind a player's ear. And I did feel like cold sweats.
Yes. Yes.
Because you need to make sure Tara's happy.
Yeah, and am I taking my career seriously like I should, Tara? Probably not.
Well, you're going to have to call Katie. She's not...
I'm not doing well.
She's not doing well.
Okay, Tiana.
Congratulations, Tara Vandeveer.
Yeah.
Vandeveer.
Okay, my next one is most likely to dunk on small-minded sexist trolls... That one goes out to Ashlyn Watkins of South Carolina. Okay.
Gorgeous.
She can dunk. She dunked mm-hmm. in a game. And I'd like to see... I could just... Not that that needs to happen.
Right.
And it does. We love a dunk.
But I love it. And I want to see it. And I want her to dunk on them. And then I want her to step on them.
Yeah. Step on their fucking throats.
I want to step on them.
Step on
We
it.
Got some high schoolers that are coming up to conduct
that can dunk.
Hard,
I know.
So
it's
I'm
so
excited
fucking
about
cool.
this.
It's amazing.
It's so exciting.
Okay. Most likely to win a Grammy and beat your fucking ass? Flaw J.
Oh, Flaw J.
As soon as you said it.
Please.
I love Flaw J.
I love Flaw J.
Please beat our asses.
Please.
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 And congratulations to you.
For winning.
Most likely...
To win a Grammy and beat your fucking ass.
Yeah. Okay, next up, I have most likely to start napping while still at the Thanksgiving table.
Oh my God.
And this goes to North Carolina State coach Wes Moore.
100%.
Wow. Yeah, accurate, 100%.
He worked. He did everything on his honey-do list. And dinner is here. And he's just knocked out. Yeah. I love him.
Mine is most likely to star in a gender-swapped reboot of Space Jam.
Okay.
Whoa.
Angel Reese.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I want to see
I can.
It.
Can you see, like, can't you picture it?
Mm-hmm.
And this is huge
And
for
this
her.
Is huge. I mean,
congratulations,
she's...
Congratulations,
this is You're going to be in a huge. Movie, Angel yeah. Reese.
We just cast you.
We just cast you in a movie. Like, you just announced your draft.
Incredible.
In a Vogue, and now you're going to be on Vogue again for being in Space Jam.
Yeah, we're in Hollywood, so we make those decisions.
Yeah, we absolutely do.
We have that power. We have that money.
Congratulations. And my last one is cutest couple, Dawn Staley and Louis Vuitton.
Oh,
they're so good together.
They are really good together.
Yeah.
They're so supportive.
And I saw someone call her Louis Vuitton Dawn.
Yeah.
And I really liked that. All these coaches with these designer fits.
So hot.
It's fucking rad.
I mean, did you see the assistant coach in the South Carolina game with Gucci? I love you.
Oh, I loved it.
I was like, at first I was like, I don't know about this. I will admit that. I'm big enough to admit that I was like, I don't know about this. And then I was like, I looked inside.
Yeah.
And I realized that was coming from my own insecurity.
Wow. This is big.
And then I turned and was like, No, she looks amazing. She looks amazing.
And
I was wrong.
I almost gave her most likely to be your aunt to give you your first pina colada.
She would have... I think she would have slayed it, absolutely.
But at the last minute, we had to cut
Don Staley?
No,
the assistant coach. I was just going to say, Don Staley is not letting her niece drink.
No, no, no.
No, and she would never. And then the assistant's like, come on. It's just like a little slushy. It's a smoothie.
God damn, that's fun, though.
That is really fun.
Have a little bit of fun.
Okay, I absolutely loved those superlatives.
Yeah, good job, everybody.
Good job, everyone.
Congrats to all the winners out there today.
Like Bette and Tina.
And next week, we'll be discussing all things WNBA draft.
Damn, I'm fucking excited.
I am really excited.
And please don't forget to subscribe and download. It really helps the show. And rate and review. Only if it's nice.
Only if it's 5 stars, you guys. Please.
And if you leave us a funny review, we might read it on air.
We don't know.
We might. I'm not.
And you guys, remember, send us your list of men you don't like.
Yeah, because we'd like to
roast
them.
We're still really into that.
Yeah.
Still really into that. Email us at jocularpod@hyperobjectindustries.com and follow us at jocularpod.
Bye.
We love you so much.
So much.
Jocular is a production of Hyperobject Industries with Meadowlark Media and was produced by Zaylee Mahone and Haley Fager. Original music and theme are by Nick Gage and ER Fightmaster. Dan Gallucci is our engineer, and our executive producers are Harry Nelson, Claire Slaughter, Dan Lebatard, and Adam McKay.
So much.